This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing life.
My life.
In 40 minutes, Dion is calling the rumor mongers liars, cheats, and thieves. We have an update on a story that we had a full, comprehensive investigation over yesterday, and we have more info today. That's in 40 minutes. So today's FML is one that might be familiar to some of you out there. We have been supportive of young Mitch getting a side gig of sorts in the sports broadcasting industry. Mitch, yesterday you had another tryout. Why don't you tell all the listeners about the tryout?
What you got there, Mitch?
Hold up. That's on me. We're busking for Mitch.
Yeah, I had an audition over at Lake County yesterday.
So,
hey. Wow. Home of the Dynamite drop. Yeah. There's plenty of things in Lake County. You want to be a little bit more specific.
The Lake County audition Captain's and the job. Public address announcer job is what I went for yesterday. Yes.
Okay.
Now, if you have been playing along at home, Mitch had an opportunity in Akron that we thought went really well.
And it sounded good.
We didn't hear everybody else. We only heard Mitch. Now, we did find out later there were some experienced public address announcers who were also going for this job.
Very good,
so
yes.
I thought you'd be going up against a bunch of kids out of college. And it turned out that apparently there's a big fervor for these jobs. I had no idea.
Man, in my day, they were just like, hey, you want to do it? You're in communications? I was like, yeah. And then off I went. It wasn't hard.
I do think it kind of changes, much like how you do if you're a Major League Baseball player. It kind of changes as you move up in the levels, right?
I guess so. I mean, Lord Almighty. I mean, I saw Mike Polk doing a story on it, for crying out loud. That's how big of a deal it was down there at Akron. So you went over to Lake County. This was yesterday?
Yes.
All right. Home of the Captains over at what, Classic Park, I think it is. Yep. Nice place. Nice place, that Classic Park. So he was over there, and we have a couple of clips of Mitch. Now, this was different. This was more like American Idol. This was not over the loudspeaker.
This is in front of what I thought was three people. It actually turned out to be about seven people with three in like seats. The Akron one was over the microphone of the ballpark, so you could hear me throughout the park. This one was just in a room.
Okay, so are we going to do
seats turn around?
Yeah, I don't know if I like that as much.
Do we have the sponsor read for him? Here we go. Let's hear Mitch.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting.
no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone.
That was good.
I cut it off there before the end.
That was good.
But it wasn't great.
Oh, God. Would you stop demeaning your own audition?
I'm trying to make sure I had everything right.
Well, here's one, and it's got one of the hottest names in the system.
Here we go.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting lineup for your Lake County Captains. Batting first for the Captains. At second base, number 37, Travis Bazzana.
Okay, I like
that.
I like when you get a little lower and you turn into a showman. I don't love the start of these where you're kind of in over-the-top broadcast mode. When you get really legitimately energetic, which is when you're actually paying it off with, here are the guys you're about to see. That's what I'm like, yeah, that sounds like the guy. When you were reading the ads, I don't know. Maybe I haven't done this before. I actually have never done public address
never?
Or anything. No.
Oh, it's a blast.
So I don't know what is the schooling here on how that's supposed to go, because there does have to be various levels of animation. It can't all be one note, you know, the entire time. I think that could grate on people.
Yeah, well, you got to flex it out a little bit there. But, man, last names, you got to drag out them last names a little bit. You know, there's a Bazzana. You know, throw that in there, Mitch.
I mean,
experiment with the thing. Explore the space.
I know some guys kind of like stretch out the syllables. I've never done that, but I can try. I've never had that experience before.
Can you do?
Cut
this
yourself
is,
off in the middle of a sentence.
And this is where I would have no shot. Who was it? Was Mark Tromba back in the day?
Of course,
that
venerable
could do the Latin names.
Yeah.
And add some flair to it, some panache, Kenny. And that always got me. I still can hear him do the Carlos Baerga.
Yes.
I can't roll my R's. I could never do it. I got docked in Spanish in college for it. I couldn't do it.
I took German in high school.
Can you roll the R's, though?
Do they roll their R's a lot
in German?
No.
So, Mitch, can you do that?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
That, because I think that could really
I can do it on some names.
Let's
there were a lot it. Of like, oh gosh, there were a lot of names yesterday that I'm not even sure if I pronounced it right.
Do it in German, Mitch.
In any
say
language.
Say Travis Bazzana's name in German.
I don't even know how to speak in German.
All right, hold on. It doesn't matter. You can learn.
Good God.
So can you do Carlos Baerga and roll the R's in Baerga?
Oh gosh, Now batting for the Cleveland Indians, number, I don't remember what it was, Carlos Baerga. I can't do it.
Nine.
I like a guy who has a lot of confidence in himself. And you just ooze confidence, Mitch.
Hey, you're putting me on the spot here, man.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
No script, nothing.
That's what radio is. Chuck in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Chuck.
Man, Mitch. You know, hey, guys, let me say what's up first of all. You know, I love the show, listen every single
Thank
day.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Mitch, bro, you giving me what's that boxer, the Michael Buffer vibe?
Don't say it. Oh, Chuck, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna put Chuck on hold.
We literally will get fined.
We will get sued and fined. Do not.
There is a
say that.
There
Never
is
do it again,
there
Chuck.
Is a royalty system in place, a mechanism that he came up with that if you even use those magic terms. You have to open up your
Poor
checkbook.
Chuck wanted to do it. I'm like, you were going to get us all sued.
Yeah. Did
oh
you
my
hear?
God, I just lost $1 million.
I mean, seriously, you might have.
Oh my God.
So, Chuck, there is a an industry wide warning like four times a year before main events. Yep. Like, don't you play it? Do not play it.
Wow. Good God!
All right,
yeah,
Chuck.
Never knew that.
Without doing that. Without doing that. You got anything there? Do you have any advice for him?
I think he sounds very good. Might be pouring on a little thick, but no, you know, he's right on path of where he's supposed to be. I just think it's
that's nice.
a little bit too much. Maybe he should lighten the voice up a little bit. Don't go so deep in the barrel. Besides that, I have nothing else to say.
Chuck, what like do you I think said. Of this Mitch clip?
I know the weather's getting colder and the mic's getting hotter.
What do you think of that, Chuck?
Oh, I love that. The weather's getting colder. The mic's getting hotter.
There we go.
Wow. That's a nice punchline right there. Thank what you guys think about that?
I thought it was sensational, Chuck. Thank you very much for the call and the kind words. Sean in Willowick. Sean, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful, Sean. Go ahead.
I'd like to audition for the announcer role if I could.
Go ahead.
Please.
Now batting for the Cleveland Indians, number 9, Carlos Baerga.
I think that was pretty damn good, Sean.
I feel outmatched.
Wow. Can you work on that?
Power ranking, Sean's 1, Mitch is 2.
Yep. That's it.
How do you do that?
I do wonder, can you do baseball unless you can do the Latin names? Can you do it?
The Latin names were the ones I struggled with yesterday.
Are you serious?
Some of them. Some of them I knew from heart. Mitch. From heart. Otherwise, other ones I didn't know.
Buddy, that's...
But you got to power through them.
Especially in the minors. Like, you got to get them, buddy. I was going to just start talking to people in Lake County. Like, if you're on your way into work to Lake County, the home of the captains, not anywhere else. I mean, if you're driving into work at a law firm in Lake County, there's nothing you can do for Mitch. But if you're driving into the stadium, give him the job. But if he can't mention the name, he can't say the names, what is he supposed to do?
All right, quickly, go to John.
All right, here's John on the Roads. He's next up on the fan. Hello.
John.
Hello. So the ability to trill an R, like Baerga,
yes,
is a genetic component. And you either can do it or you can't do it.
There you go.
Something people can learn.
I have an excuse.
Is that okay? Let me ask you this, John.
Thanks a lot,
stay
Gary.
With us. Is that like when the eye guy calls in, he goes, I, like there's some people they can't do it.
That I don't know, but I was also a CO major in undergraduate, and I know that trilling R's is genetic.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Be careful on the row ads out there.
I was always taught to keep it trill. So
I'm not even qualified. You either can do it or you can't.
For some reason, I can't get my eyes going. Oh, that you talking about the rolling R's?
Yeah.
Baerga.
Like, you cannot get, if you look at...
Is that cheating?
To go down to either Texas or Florida for a TV or radio job. You know, they say you got to be bilingual.
Yeah.
You know, you
hell
be
yeah,
able to do,
yeah.
That means
do
two.
Yeah. Two languages.
Yep.
And if I ever get a radio job in Amish country...
Mm-hmm.
I got it covered, brother.
For three times.
You got to have three times the languages for three times the pay.
9 o'clock, Ian Eagle going to join us on the show. You guys want to trade for Cam Ward?
Possibly.
Tennessee's open for business.